USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The two staffers assigned to watch accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein in a federal lockup cell reportedly slept for much of the time they were supposed to be guarding him. That's according to the New York Times. Epstein found hanged in his cell over the weekend. Former mayor of New York Rudy Giuliani is also a former prosecutor there, and he says that facility has clearly gone downhill in recent years.
I remember that facility as being one of the most secure facilities in America. Never had a problem with it because it was so well managed.
American rapper ASAP Rocky's been found guilty of assault following a street fight last June in Stockholm, Sweden. A Swedish court saying today that he doesn't have to do any more jail time there after serving a month in a Swedish detention center, but he has to pay the victim restitution. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Enver 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Enver 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, this stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials what, for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Enver 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Enver400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Enver400.com.
An Ohio teen accused of threatening federal agents online had reportedly been hoarding ammo for months. Prosecutors say 18-year-old Justin Olson took to social media to say he supported the recent mass shootings in Dayton and El Paso, as well as attacks on Planned Parenthood clinics. When Olson's home was raided yesterday, investigators say they found 15 rifles, 10 semi-automatic pistols, and about 10,000 rounds of ammunition. President Trump addressing workers at an energy plant in Pittsburgh yesterday. He was speaking about energy policy, but also talking about his chances of winning re-election.
Can you imagine if I got a fair press? I mean, we're leading without it. Can you imagine if these people treated me fairly? The election would be over. Have they ever called off an election before just said, look, just... let's go. Go on. Four more years.
Trump also complaining about trade imbalances with Japan and China. And this is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
China's foreign ministry is warning the United States about speaking out against violent crackdowns on protests in Hong Kong. Riot police have been seen violently going after pro-democracy protesters. We told you about the Hong Kong airport finally reopening late yesterday following shutdowns because of clashes between police and demonstrators there. Here are some lawmakers, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, have issued statements condemning what they describe as acts of violence by those police. China's accusing the U.S. of playing a role in the unrest, an accusation that Washington flatly denies. Some Apple laptops are no longer being allowed on planes. The FAA announcing the ban yesterday because they say the batteries can overheat and catch fire. It affects 15-inch MacBook Pro laptops sold between 2015 and 2017. Apple has already recalled the batteries, and four airlines implemented the ban a few days ago. A similar ban was in place in 2016 after batteries in Samsung's Galaxy Note 7 had phones explode. And the star of Chrisley Knows Best is being indicted on tax evasion, a 12-count indictment against Todd Chrisley and his wife Julie, also includes charges of wire fraud and conspiracy to commit bank fraud. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.